Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. Already Thursday, can you believe it? With us in studio is Evan Herlocker from he is from Home Choice Senior Care. He's the director of client services there, and I met Evan at a Rotary meeting.
Is that Kiwanis
right? Kiwanis meeting. Kiwanis meeting. Yep. I get them all confused. I mean, so many meetings. I did a presentation there just the other day about 5 in 24, five things any business can do in 24 hours or less to sell more of what their product or service might be. And I made the offer to anybody that was there, come and join us on the Business News Hour, and Evan took us up on that. Tell us, what is Home Choice Senior Care, Evan?
Well, Home Choice Senior Care is, well, it's a in-home care provider for senior citizens in the greater Des Moines area. We also have an office in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. And basically, I like to tell people, we do whatever you would do for a family member, but either can't because you're too far away or just don't have the skill set or time to do it. So,
and that's one of the real things that are going on out there. You know, so many family members have moved away from their loved ones. And so when that aging thing happens, and God willing, it will happen to all of us at some point, you know, then we have to have choices out there. And there has been an increase in the number of home care delivery systems here in the Des Moines metro. I know. Over the past 10 years, it's been crazy how many have popped up all over the place.
Yes, we have been in business for about 10 years now. We started in the Cedar Rapids area, and when we started there, I think it was just us and one other competitor.
Yeah.
Now there's probably about 10 people that provides this, you know, a similar service
similar
in
service.
That area. Here we have probably 15 or 20 companies in the Des Moines area that provide what we do.
And I suspect you're busy.
Yes, we are quite busy. I mean, we have between 200 and 250 clients at any time with about 100 caregivers out in the community. So,
wow. That's and you're the director of client services. What does that mean?
Basically, I'm in charge of making sure that our clients get the care that they need in a timely manner and make sure that we're doing a good job. So.
Okay. And how do you do that? How do you make sure that you're doing a good job? Is this one of those things where you ask the clients, how are we doing? Or do you get feedback from the family members? Well, how?
It's a little bit of both. Uh-huh. You know, I go and we meet with clients.
Sure.
We're in pretty constant communication whenever we have someone there. Sometimes it's a matter of talking with the family, seeing what they think, if they know anything. And also just getting feedback from the caregivers. I think the best way to provide good care is you got to hire good quality caregivers.
Good people.
You know, we pay a little bit more than other
good
than
you.
Some of my competitors in the area. And I believe that gets us good caregivers. But you still got to do some quality assurance checks, drop in, sometimes unexpected and unannounced, and make sure everything's doing well. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because,
and what goes on out there? It's such a fragile system because you have so many individuals who are aging.
Yep.
And Iowa is one of the leading states in the nation for old people, and those are over the age of 85. And this is only going to be something that's even more exacerbating in future years.
It's predicted that by 2020, the home care industry as a whole in the whole United States will be about a $350 billion industry.
It's just nuts.
So it's growing like crazy, and Iowa has a huge aging population with not a whole lot of young people coming up to care for them.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to ask you. You know, you have all of these caregivers. How's the hiring process?
Here in Des Moines, we're a little better off because we have the population basis, but in a lot of parts of rural Iowa, it's tough to find people.
Sure it is. So. Yeah. When you say you pay better than sure, perhaps some others out there, you know, I don't know if you know John Hale or not. John Hale is a good friend of mine. He runs the Hale Group out of Ankeny. And he is one of the experts in the area of long-term health care, caregivers in particular. And he tells us that here in the state of Iowa that we're running about 20 to 25,000 caregivers short of a full complementary staff to take care of all the people that need to be taken care of.
I would not be surprised by that.
Really?
So
what do we do looking to the future?
You know, I think people are going to have to either go. We have a couple different paths that we can take. Okay. You can either pay a little bit more, so you attract some more people into the profession, but that's not going to solve it all. You're going to have to look at a few different models, whether it be some boarding home type of situations where you get four or five people together and they're all going to live in
kind of a group home.
Yeah, handicap mm-hmm. accessible group home, and you hire one person to come in. That takes off some of the shortage and also decreases cost for some people. But it's ultimately going to come down to who has the money.
Probably. Absolutely. So. And one of the things I know that John talks about and we've talked about with other caregiving groups out there is some way to start to professionalize this industry a bit more. There is some reluctance on the part of providers to do that because that would mean that there would be increased costs, but that has to be borne out by somebody. But if the end result is the desire to have high quality care for the individuals who are receiving the care, it would make sense to me that we might want to look at some way to change that.
There are currently 27 states that regulate what we do, at least last time I checked.
Right.
Iowa is not one of them. Now, if you're a good company, you're going to meet the standards of regulation, and we do that. But there are lots of companies out there that don't, and that's kind of It's hard to know, and oftentimes you, as a consumer, don't get the ample time
Correct.
To research it. And right now, there's a lot of the healthcare professionals that don't really know what we do, are confused, or mix us up with other services, and can't really recommend very well. And part of my mission is also to get that out there and spread the word among those professionals.
Absolutely.
That they know what we do and what sets us apart.
And the name of the company again is Home Choice Senior Care. Payment systems, what do you accept?
The bulk of our payments are private pay. So people paying out of their pocket, and it's not cheap, but you know, when you go with an agency like myself, there are some protections you get. We are seeing a growing number of long-term care insurance policies that cover what we do. Much more so now as newer policies come into place. What we do, while it's not cheap, it's cheaper than a nursing home. So
sure.
A lot of insurance companies like that. And there are a few state and federal programs through like the VA that cover what we do.
And most of what you do, I would suspect, are ADLs, activities of daily living, correct?
Right.
Like
so,
bathing, dressing, meal preparation.
Meals, cleaning, maybe some housework.
Got it.
You know, people that they're in their home and they can stay there for a while, but maybe their arthritis is too bad to vacuum, or they can't go downstairs to do the laundry that's in the basement anymore. So
somebody's got to be there to do that. And if there's not a family member, or, you know, if the family members are gone, or if they're sadly sometimes disinterested, you know, that does have an impact.
It does. And sometimes it's just a matter of the family members want to keep that family relationship, and they don't want to take on the role of being a caregiver and having to cross that line. Because sometimes you get to do tasks that not all family members want to do for a loved one.
Yeah, so. I'm with you, man. I was the primary caregiver for my mother for 3.5 years. And so I know exactly what you're talking about. And I know before she died, about 4 or 5 months before she died, and she did die in our home, you know, she said to me, she says, isn't this funny how the tables have turned? I was wiping your tuchus when you were a baby, and now you're wiping mine. So, that's just kind of the way it goes. Evan, thanks for coming in and talking about this a bit. I really do appreciate the opportunity to learn more about your company. You've been in business for a long time. You pay a little bit more than others. And what the heck? Why not check it out? We will have links to your website up on the radio blog as well so that people can find out more about you.
Well, thank you. And thanks for having me on.
And thanks for calling and following up.
Yeah, it was a challenge I couldn't turn down.
Yeah, you see, I do this everywhere I go speak. I say, hey, look, if you'd like to have your business featured for several minute interview, one on one, long length interview. Give me a call. Let's set it up. And Evan did. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Stepping out there. I appreciate that. All right, we've got to step aside, check out what happened today on Wall Street. Did the stocks go up? I could tell you that they did. And they were up a little bit higher than where they ended, but investors are kind of happy that the Fed has not touched the interest rate. We'll cover it all when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.